control of our borders.
AI.
Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out. What's bugging you?
Look at you. Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Milton. The fallout, the aftermath, the cleanup, and all of that we'll be talking about. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union, severe weather information. Still a hurricane, but the eye has left the east coast of Florida. You still have maximum sustained winds of approximately 85 miles an hour. The entire storm is moving northeast at 18 miles an hour. Obviously, the further it gets offshore, the less chance we'll have for kind of that tail whipping back. And we really, at least in this area, have definitely dodged a bullet. It is time now for What's Bugging You. Chance for you to call in, air it out, whatever it is. And that's brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
First, let me say I'm glad that you and Greg are safe, and thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
It was a hurricane story over the weekend that got a lot of coverage, and it made me so angry. The words really can't describe it. But someone had taken a dog and tied it to a fence on the interstate and left it standing there in the ditch full of storm water, a little white dog. And apparently somebody happened to see it, and they went over, and of course, obviously the dog has been rescued. But I can't say on the radio what I would like to have done to the person that tied that dog to that fence in a ditch where it would drown and left it in the middle of a hurricane. Thank you, Bob.
And I think that everybody who has heard or seen this story concurs with you wholeheartedly. It was actually FHP in Tampa that rescued the dog. It kind of looks a little bit like Spuds McKenzie, if you remember from Bud Light many years ago, an advertising campaign. And it was tied to one of those, looks like a barbed wire fence that's more of a rural type fence that's right on the side of I-75. Somebody left it there. You know, there's so many great stories of humans helping humans during this time, and then you have somebody treating an animal that way. It's disgusting. Hopefully, it's very, very rare. All right, ready? Yes. Let's continue with What's Bugging You, 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you? Did I
miss one? Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is this tit-for-tat war over there in the Middle East. And I've been calling in now and warning that Israel, I'm very concerned that Israel could be destroyed, just like I warned about Zelensky, the rat weasel, getting Ukraine destroyed, and it's about half destroyed now. And if cooler heads don't prevail over there, I'm afraid that Israel is going to be destroyed. And it's not just Israel. That will spread. It will spread an economic depression around the world if this thing kicks off. They're talking about hitting oil wells in Iran. They're talking about hitting nuclear sites in Iran. This is just crazy talk. We need cooler heads to prevail. Netanyahu is out of control. He's a madman. We need people to go in there. We need peace talks immediately.
Well, what about peace talks between, you know, rat weasel and bareback rider? Yeah, I had to come up with a nickname.
Yeah.
Because we're nicknaming the other
guy.
And
he is one of the few probably world leaders who will, you know, go ride around on a horse with no shirt.
Look,
same.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no shirt. I hear what you're saying. Let me tell you. The best thing that can happen for our country, the best thing that can happen for Israel, and the best thing that can happen for Western civilization and Western-style democracies would be the election of Donald J. Trump as president.
Yep.
And you know it, and I know it, and we all know it. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Chainsaw Bob. You know, as soon as you started talking about the topic of men not voting for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, 90 seconds before you mentioned Margaret Thatcher, I was thinking to myself, no, people aren't voting for her because she's stupid. If she was Margaret Thatcher, men would be lining up worldwide to vote for her. But what's really bugging me is Kamala Harris's habit of when she's asked a question, she turns it around and says, oh, well, the question we really should be asking is X, just so she can dodge the actual question asked. But you guys did excellent storm coverage. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark, and we're glad to hear from you and knowing that you're safe. And 877-975-9825, last chance to get in. And let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
So 9-10 years ago, I don't remember exactly, Daniel Pearl, a journalist, was beheaded along with a couple of others that I can't remember. And the barbacy of that was pretty perplexing. Then now Trump gets in, he stomps him back in the hole. But look at what happened October 7th. You have Daniel Pearls happening thousands of times. You don't have to be beheaded for it to be a barbaric event. And it happened because Biden and Harris are in office. God bless America.
Well, God bless you. Yeah. It, I mean, I don't want to go through the list of atrocities that were committed that day against the most innocent of Israeli citizens. I mean, truly, these were people going to like a music festival who lived in basically sort of the hippie section of that area. The people who get along with and actually deal with Palestinians on a regular basis. So, but you went after them because they were the easiest target. They were the weakest. And the atrocious things that were committed there, there is no way in your right mind that you could support such a thing. And people who can twist their minds in such a position to do that, wow, is all I can say. It is 727. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up next, Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith will join us. We'll get a report from that area coming up next, 97.3 The Sky.